This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The State Department has ordered all non-essential government personnel and dependents home from Saudi Arabia following Monday's terrorist bombings. At least 34 people were killed in the coordinated attacks, including 7 Americans. Other Western governments have issued travel advisories for Saudi Arabia. An FBI team is being sent to Saudi Arabia to help in the search for those responsible. The Bush administration is pointing the finger at Al-Qaeda operatives. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is in Riyadh. What evidence is there that Al-Qaeda was involved?
Well, last week, Saudi police raided this warehouse where they found explosives and weapons. They did not catch any suspected terrorists, but they put out pictures of these wanted men. And this is very unusual in this quite secretive kingdom. So now Saudi officials seem to be linking the attacks this week to what they believe is a new Al-Qaeda cell. They're linking it to this raid that they had last week, but the details are still quite sketchy. The other reason why the suspicions landed directly on Al-Qaeda, that this is the work of Al-Qaeda, was the fact that all three of these attacks were incredibly well coordinated and executed. All three occurred within minutes of each other. The modus operandi was almost identical. You had assailants shoot their way past guards, drive into these walled compounds, and explode massive car or truck bombs. When Secretary Powell was here yesterday, he said, you know, it's clear that these sites have been well-cased and the attacks well-planned. So that's one of the reasons why the suspicions fell right on Al-Qaeda.
You've been to at least two of the sites. What have you seen there?
Well, today I went to the Al-Hamra compound. Just to give you a sense of what this means when I talk about a compound, this is a luxury compound, one of the biggest in Riyadh. There are about 600 units, apartments, two-story villas, a huge wall around it, and when you get inside, you have these manicured lawns, a great big swimming pool, and a huge tented tennis court in the middle. This is where a lot of foreigners live so they can escape the very strict religious rules in this country. So as we entered the Al-Hamra compound today, we saw these bullet holes at the guard's desk. I'm told that the guards actually at this place are not armed. So though the security looks tight, it's not very tight at these places. And you drive in, and I'd say it was about 5 or 6 city blocks well into this lovely compound, you had the bombing site. As you get closer and closer, you had more and more debris around the streets. And then where the bombing site was, it was not too far from the pool. It was right in where the luxury villas were. So these are two-story villas, completely, completely destroyed. Big crater in the middle. There were charred remains of cars. I'm told that the actual car that had the bomb in it fell into the pool nearby, and that one had been cleared out by today. But what we saw were dozens of civil police sifting through this rubble, bicycles, baby strollers, toys strewn about. They told us that they were looking for any body parts, anything that they could find.
Foreigners in Saudi Arabia must be devastated by these attacks.
They are. I mean, there was this, just a sense of shock, especially at this compound, obviously. I talked to a Lebanese woman who lost her husband. Her husband worked at Cisco Systems, and they were in one of the villas that was right next to the bomb. Their house was completely, you know, the walls are completely gone, and you just had rubble all over her living room, and she was just sitting there in shock. Elsewhere in this compound, first of all, every building in the compound, all the windows fell in, and that was a lot of the injuries were just whole window panes would fall in on people's beds, into people's living rooms, and everyone there was packing up and getting ready to leave. Some people say that they might come back, but for the time being, they're leaving. One teacher, there's a British school there, and one teacher told me that he may come back, but what he really wants to hear are more security guarantees from the Saudi government and some more openness so that they can feel more confident living in Riyadh again.
Well, what are the Saudis saying about this?
Well, Crown Prince Abdullah had a televised address that was quite powerful. He said terrorists are criminals and are bloodthirsty, devoid of all the Islamic values. He said there's no place for terror, but there is a place for decisive deterrence against them and to any ideology that feeds them. I talked to a newspaper editor here who said that was really key, that he said he was going to attack the ideology behind this kind of violence.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.